Obituary. Maria Altman. Maria Altman, pursuer of looted paintings, died on February 7th, aged 94.
Suffering was the first word that came to Maria Altman when she was asked about Aunt Adele Bloch-Bauer. Frail, dark, beautiful, always with a headache. Children annoyed her because she had none of her own. Small talk made her furious because she wanted to discuss religion and politics. "My darling," Mrs. Altman would sigh, "Adele was a modern woman living in the world of yesterday." Adele smoked like a chimney and would drift around in loose white gowns with a gold cigarette holder. Or she would sit, regal in black, holding court for musicians, artists and writers in the salon of her huge house just by the Vienna Staatsoper. But the Adele the world came to know was as Gustav Klimt had painted her in 1907. It took him 4 years, longer than he spent on any other painting. He placed her in a swirling gown within a blaze of gold rectangles, spirals and Egyptian symbols, from which she looked out in nervous loveliness, the epitome of Vienna's golden age. Her hands were strangely bent because Mrs. Altman knew she had a crippled finger, which she always tried to hide. She was also fairly sure that Aunt Adele and Klimt, with his satyr face and wild sexuality, had had a mad affair. Her mother angrily denied it, said it had just been an intellectual thing. But you only had to look at her aunt's dark, languorous, faintly smiling eyes to think otherwise. Golden Adele haunted Mrs. Altman for the rest of her days. As a girl, she led much the same beautiful life, dressed up in silk and organza, in a stately townhouse nearby, where artists and philosophers came and went to the sound of her father playing on a Stradivarius cello. After 1925, when Adele died at 43, the regular Sunday brunch at Uncle Ferdinand's would always include a viewing of the Klimt portrait hung in Adele's bedroom in a sweet haze of fresh flowers. Four other Klimts also hung there. Three were landscapes, a beechwood, a dappled apple tree, houses by a river. The other was a later painting of Adele, pale and strained, standing in a big hat with her arms loose amid fauve colours of red, mauve and green. All five paintings were stolen when the Nazis took Austria over in 1938. Mrs. Altman remembered the jubilation of the Anschluss, the church bells ringing, only the Jews wept. By then she was married to Fritz Altman, and she sometimes wore next to her skin some of Adele's diamonds which Uncle Ferdinand had given her as a wedding present. The Nazis stole them in short order, as they also seized Ferdinand's entire art collection, his delicate porcelain and his sugar refinery. Portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer I became the symbol of all that the family had lost. For many years after she had fled to America with Fritz and made a new life in California, he working at Lockheed, she selling cashmere, Mrs. Altman supposed that the Klimt paintings had legitimately ended up in the Austrian National Gallery. But when the law changed in 1998 in favour of restitution, she vowed to get them back. The Austrian government refused. Adele's will, they said, had given the paintings to the gallery, and they might have added all Austria now thought it owned her golden Klimtian beauty. Mrs. Altman went to war. At 82, in cashmere and silk scarves, she made an unlikely fighter. Her dress boutique in Cheviot Hills, where clients sat in her living room drinking Café mit Schlag and nibbling on sausage, was probably the last vestige of a Viennese salon in the New World. Golden Adele in paperweight form lay on the coffee table and was rubbed hard for luck. But Mrs. Altman was all persistence, charm and energy, and the law was on her side. Adele's will, as it turned out, only made a kind request to her husband to leave the paintings to the gallery. It was not binding, and in any case, Mrs. Altman knew Adele's mind. She wanted the paintings left to the Vienna she knew, the vibrant, glittering, tolerant city of the early 20th century, not to a place from which all Jewish life had gone. She would never have felt at home there, as Mrs. Altman no longer did when she visited, defying security guards at the National Gallery to be photographed beside Aunt Adele and saying loudly, "That painting belongs to me." In 1999, she and her lawyer, Randall Schoenberg, tried to sue the Austrian government. When that proved too expensive, they argued as far as the Supreme Court that the case should be heard in America. They won, but then in 2004 they went to independent arbitration. Three Austrian academics decided that the painting should be returned. In 2006, Aunt Adele and the rest arrived with fanfare in Los Angeles, the largest single return in monetary terms of Nazi-looted art. Only a few months later, they were sold. All but one went to private houses. The exception was Aunt Adele. She had always wanted her golden portrait in a public gallery, Mrs. Altman said, and it was so beautiful that Ronald Lauder, a businessman and philanthropist who had loved Adele's face from boyhood, instantly paid $135 million to enshrine her in his Neuer Gallery in Manhattan. Of course, she was too far away for many visits now, but Mrs. Altman could imagine her there, glowing and frail, wearing just the faintest aroma of those long-vanished cigarettes.
The Economist.
February 19th to February 25th, 2011.
Word for word. The articles from this week's edition of The Economist in audio.
The Economist is available from all good news agents and by subscription. Visit economist.com.
The audio edition of The Economist is produced by Talking Issues. TalkingIssues.com. Straight talking audio downloads.